Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey now, Semper Fi. Welcome into this Thursday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL. Glad to be back. Todd Meneses, big thanks to him for filling in for me yesterday. A little under the weather, but I'm back feeling great. Mark Menard, not at Master Control. Logan Falgu today at Master Control, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Right out of the gate, LSU defensive coordinator reportedly headed to Baylor to be the new head football coach. Dave Aranda expected to be named Baylor's new head football coach shortly. A big loss for LSU. They already lost Joe Brady. Would you say this one's a bigger loss than Joe Brady?
Yeah, I would say because of the stability and how highly thought of he is as a defensive coordinator. Because we kind of did it by committee offensively, and I really think we're going to be all right now. I think Coach O could see this coming because Coach Saban deals with this probably every year, every other year at Alabama. Now the success with LSU, that does not surprise me. I'd have been surprised, for instance, if Dave Aranda would have went to UNLV. Because he's had – it's not the first time he's had an opportunity. He's had a number of chances, even behind the scenes, that we might not even know of. So I think it was just good for LSU that he even stayed around for 4 years. So that was the reason why he was the highest paid assistant coach, I want to say, off the top of my head, about $2.5 million. And, you know, you got to get it while you're hot.
It's a product of success that LSU deals with. You're going to have to deal with it. And I think, Bobby, for Coach O, given the staff he built to win this national championship, I trust him again to go out there and hire the right defensive coordinator and a right passing game coordinator, whether it's in-house and Jorge Munoz and a defensive coordinator. Maybe it's an in-house thing. Or, hey, you know, a guy like Aaron Glenn from the Saints, I think he would be a good defensive coordinator. He's getting some opportunities for some interviews in the NFL to be defensive coordinator. So if I'm at Ogeron, I certainly think about that name.
Yeah, listen, because LSU, DBU, and they would respect Aaron Glenn. No, NFL DBs respect him. Look, he even interviewed an NFL-level D coordinator job with the Giants. And so, I could see Aaron Glenn's name being in that mix. But a lot of times that when you interview in different coaches and or you have that short list of candidates, a lot of times that I'm just speculating here that who you're familiar with that maybe you've worked with in the past, who you want on board. For instance, like Bill Johnson's always been a position coach. I don't see Bill Johnson as a defensive coordinator. I don't think he'd go in that direction, even though Coach O and Bill Johnson have a great relationship. I know this is more in Coach O's wheelhouse, considering his experience. You know how you don't know everything? He's a D-line coach. So that's one thing I know he knows what it takes to be the defense that you need at a place like at LSU to compete for championships. Now, when you look at our defense with Dave Aranda, it's amazing how he turned things around since the Ole Miss game. But when you look at overall, Christian, it wasn't like we were like Clemson's defense. You might say, well, look at who you're playing, the opponent, because Clemson had the number one scoring defense, number one passing defense, number 15 rushing defense. Where you look on the flip side, LSU was 29th scoring defense, 56th passing defense, 28th against the rush. That was kind of similar to Clemson. Red zone defense about the same. We were 21, they were 16. But look, a prolific offense like LSU, that didn't even matter that Clemson had the number one scoring defense.
They were really good on third down, too, in particular, LSU's defense was really good on third down. And that's winning defense.
That's what Dabo Sweeney said, that he was most surprised in his post-game presser is that he was shocked they were only 1 of 11 on third down. You're not winning too many games if you cannot possess the football and sustain drives on third down.
Jimmy Smith of TigerDetails.com joining us now, publisher there at TigerDetails.com. Jimmy, look, this is a byproduct of success. When you have a championship season, whether it's at the college or pro level, heck, even the high school level, other teams come calling and poaching your coaching staff. Dave Aranda is a big loss, though.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, like you said, though, success breeds this type of thing, right? Clemson's had it. Jeff Scott, one of their offensive coordinators, recently took a job at USF. Before that, it was Chad Morris taking a head coaching job at SMU. Alabama, I mean, it seems like they've got almost a complete turnover every 2 years
right.
on their coaching staff. I mean, this is kind of typical of what happens with winning programs, you know. And ultimately, teams want to have that winning culture in their locker room, and they look to guys that are putting successful programs on the field. And when you're going 15-0, and your offense is lighting it up, and LSU's defense has been consistently strong for years under Aranda. I mean, those kind of franchises and teams are going to come calling for big jobs.
Now, Jimmy, I think Coach O was prepared for this. You know, and you have a short list because I think LSU is fortunate to have Dave Aranda stick around for 4 years. When you look, he had whether going to A&M to be their coordinator or going to UNLV. I'll say, well, that didn't seem like that's a good situation. But look at Baylor's program where they're at right now. And how relevant and success. So I think, you know, you got to pick and choose where you want to go. So I was not surprised Dave Aranda took that job, obviously, with Baylor. But I think Coach O has a short list. And do you have anyone in mind who might be on that short list and could potentially be that D coordinator?
Yeah, I think ultimately Ed Orgeron, he's a four-man front guy. And that's what he really would like in Baton Rouge. Unfortunately, I don't know if the current personnel matches that, but you can recruit. There's a complete roster turnover every 4 years in college football. Doesn't take long for you to kind of change things around and bring in the right personnel. But I think that could influence this decision a bit. Some guys that I think really fit the bill here, maybe a Jeff Golding, current Alabama defensive coordinator, Hammond native. They really need someone that can help recruit that Tangipahoa Parish area. He's a hot up-and-coming coach, brings a lot of personality, and kind of fills that Louisiana hometown vibe that they've built of late under Orgeron. I think you could see some sleepers here and some names that may be coming outside of the box, like a Joe Barry, linebackers coach for the Los Angeles Rams. Very familiar with the USC program, was there for quite a time. I'm pretty sure he was on staff with Orgeron at one point. There's a lot of familiarity there. Orgeron has shown a liking for some NFL-type coaches on his staff, so it wouldn't surprise me one bit there. I'll tell you, a guy that I think could be a great fit would be a Charlie Strong. He was a guy who's been very successful, attacking-style defense, great recruiters, been around the SEC, been around major college football. I think he could be someone that they could get a look and come in and fit in and do a great job as well. And you've also got to remember, Aranda wasn't just defense coordinator. He was an associate head coach, and he was also the linebackers coach. Now, there's a possibility maybe he takes Bill Bush with him, who's the current safeties coach, which would create an opening at both linebackers and safety. But if not, if Bush stays put, now you're probably looking for a defensive coordinator that specializes in linebackers, which a guy like Golding and a guy like Charlie Strong fits, and even Barry with the Los Angeles Rams. So there's quite a bit of names I think could really fit this role. It's an attractive job. LSU's always been able to lure some of the top defensive coordinators in the industry to come through their program. A lot of guys left that job for big head coaching jobs. So I think they're going to be able to really pick a big, solid, strong hire here and move forward.
Hey, just a thought here. Aaron Glenn from the Saints?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think
Sean Payne's a fan of his. I know that.
Yeah, you know, I just don't know. I know he's probably waiting for that defensive coordinator job, right?
Right.
It's so hard. It's such a big change in lifestyles from a guy to go from the NFL to college. I think Glenn could be a great recruiter, but recruiting happens once you clock out. When you clock out in college, you clock out at 7, 8 o'clock. You're recruiting till 10, 11 at night. Does he want to make that type of change? And so I'm curious. I know Ed Orgeron has some familiarity there, but you have a strong defensive back coach already in place in Corey Raymond. His contract's about to come to a head. Do they want to extend him? If they do want to extend him, how does that impact a possibility of a hire like Glenn, whose specialty is also defensive back? So there's a lot to consider here when you juggle all of this.
Now, you know, Jimmy, is it? I want you to comment twofold here. How much recruiting did Dave Aranda do, and how much could that be part of the mix? Because let's say you have a wealth of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Christian just threw it out here. It sounds far-fetched. But like an old school guy, I think he don't want to give up the ghost like a Wade Phillips. And look at the great defenses that he's coached. Well, I know he don't want to go on the road recruit, but, you know, that happened too long ago. Remember Lane Kiffin's dad, Monty Kiffin, right. Remember, he was at Tennessee mm-hmm. with Coach O. So Coach O could get along with anybody. I don't care if they're young or old. Do they know football? So what did you take on that, and how much does that come into play also, the recruiting aspect and what that takes out of you?
Yeah, I think, you know, coordinators generally don't recruit as heavily as position coaches, right?
Okay.
So I don't
yep.
think, just generally speaking, I don't think hiring a coordinator plays as big of a factor. Certainly it's a factor, though. You know, Aranda has been one of the lead recruiters in most of the linebackers LSU signed, especially the inside linebackers for this system. And when those guys come on campus for these visits, you know, they're attached at the hip of those position coaches and those coordinators. So they have to be able to mesh and connect with those kids. But I don't think it's as important as a position coach, you know.
Right.
So I don't know how big of a factor that will play. But a guy like Golding and his ability to recruit, he's known as one of the better recruiters at that position, at the defensive coordinator position, and his ties in Louisiana, that certainly gives him a notch that some others may not have when they're assessing the whole board of potential candidates.
Now, Jimmy, boy, LSU stepped up as good as it gets. How about salary? When you look at Dave
yeah.
Aranda, does that even come into play when you're trying to get the best on campus?
Yeah, I would have to think so. I mean, LSU's, they haven't shied away for quite some time from paying assistant coaches top dollar, whether it was Frank Wilson making $600,000 a year as a running back coach or Aranda making over $2 million a year and having two offensive coordinators basically eating up $1.5 million plus in salary. You know, I think LSU's definitely willing to spend some big money here. It wouldn't surprise me one bit if they want a guy, they'll go out and make that big offer and make him one of the highest paid coordinators in all of football, whether it be college or the NFL. LSU has that ability. They've shown they're willing to do it, and I think they'd be willing to do it here. Orgeron knows the importance of having a strong staff, and everybody's looking for him to get a big extension and a raise, which he deserves. I think Orgeron's one of those coaches that would take a little less money to give more money to build himself a solid staff around him, whereas opposed to some guys like maybe Jimbo Fisher, who sees himself as the acting offensive coordinator, will sometimes eat up some of that money himself. So I think LSU is going to spend big on this hire.
Yeah, he's more of a CEO, and he knows that's his path to success for Coach O, is to be more of a CEO and assemble a great staff. And he's an expert at recruiting. He's an expert at D-line play. But that's the thing. That's the biggest thing that led to the turnaround from his days at Ole Miss to now being a national champion at LSU. Jimmy Smith at TigerDetails.com. What's on the site, man?
Man, we're just trying to keep track of all the news LSU, right? I mean,
right.
We're supposed to be just celebrating and talking about what a great year for Burbank Joe and the Three Musketeers and all these great things. But instead, we're on the NFL draft tracker. We had 7 declarations already from LSU trying to give updates on where some of the other guys stand. And now we're turning our attention to potential coaching searches here. You know, with Dave Aranda and all that news, of course, that's on the site right now as well. So just trying to stay on top of all the developing information that's basically pouring out this week.
And, Jimmy, you brought up the 7 players, and look, it ain't over till it's over, who's staying and who's leaving. Who's maybe one player that has surprised you that they're not coming back? You know, someone, man, he'd benefit
for me,
by
Patrick Queen.
Is it Patrick Queen, Jimmy? Or what?
Yeah. I'm back and forth with Queen and Cushenberry. I think both of them are two guys that have shown a lot, but you could just point out a couple little things in their game, but just a little future development and a little more high profile. They're, you know, they're big names now and so on. I think going into next year, they could have set themselves up and really propelled themselves up the draft board. I think as it stands now, I would think Queen might be a mid-round guy, third, fourth round. But if he was a little more adept at taking on blockers and making plays in the hole, that kid's a first-round talent. And I think with Cushenberry, if he didn't quite lunge as much and was a little better in some of his blitz pickups, he vaults himself into the top of the center boards for the 2021 draft. So I think both of those guys Definitely would have benefited from another year because they just needed a little more development in their overall game to turn into that elite prospect.
Jimmy Smith of TigerDetails.com. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good one.
All right, coming back for Sarge, Jackie, and you two at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. LSU defensive coordinator Dave Aranda will reportedly leave LSU and become Baylor's new head football coach. Is losing Aranda bigger than losing Joe Brady? Cast your vote in our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll online at WWL.com or call us at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. This is Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.